Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the meeting now. There are 13 participants in the meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah. So these are just, if they're positive, so for marijuana, it's legal in New York State. So if you see marijuana, THC, or cannabinoids on there, that's positive. That's not something we have to worry about. And then I go through the rest of them. So opiates, amphetamines, benzodiazepines, barbiturates, oxycodone, and methadone. We need prescriptions for all of those. I do prefer a letter from the doctor stating that it was prescribed, because if they send us a prescription bottle, I don't know how old it was, if they're still supposed to be on it or not. So I do prefer a letter from the doctor stating it. Also, sometimes the doctor will let us know if there's something else going on with the aide that might have been missed when, if they went to like a level up appointment or something like that. And then for the last two, cocaine and the last one, it's also called PCP. They're both illegal substances. So if they come back positive, we can accept the drug screen. They'll either have to retest and give us a clear drug screen, or we cannot hire them. Any questions for that?
Yes, you would have to approve the letter. I would usually tag you once I get a doctor's letter if it's fine. Can I just accept it if it looks good to me?
Yeah, so read through the letter. If you see that it says this aid is prescribed for this medication, just Google it to make sure it's the same thing that matches. Like, is this specific medication a barbiturate on a drug screen or something like that, because I don't want to see that it's positive for barbiturates and they're prescribed an opiate. That doesn't help us. So you just have to make sure.
Double check the it matches the drug and the medication, so it's good.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And we'll send this out to you all so you can print it or keep it.
And then for the registrant profile, I just wanted to go over that quickly with you guys as well.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Does everyone, I think besides for Ishman, does everyone have access to retrieving the registry?
I do. Yes, I have.
Kayla, Jen, Renee.
Rachel.
Rachel okay. Also does, right? And Ladisi. Okay, so
I still haven't been able to log back in.
You're still not able to. Are you using mine meanwhile?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to remind me after the meeting. I'm going to see if I can help with getting you your own login.
All right.
Okay, so now that you all have it, let's review some common misunderstandings.
Yes. So for instance, the first thing you want to do, I mean, we want to check the registrant profile first, or one of the first things to check, because the registrant profile will let us know if we can employ the aide or not. And I don't want you guys to go through all the work of getting everything for an aide and they're not approved for employment. So when you download the registrant profile, please open it and look at it. Right here, you'll see approved for employment. For instance, this aide is no.
No,
yeah.
Or don't.
Where?
Second.
Go down.
Record.
Yeah.
Press to record. Okay, we're going to record this meeting, so I'll do that again. So that if anyone wants to review it afterwards, you can have it. So just give me 1 second.
Typically, you'll say approved for employment, yes, no. If it says unknown, that's fine. That means the Department of Health didn't really have a reason to review it. But if it says no, then we can't hire them. We have to close the lead. Because it doesn't make sense to try to get absolutely everything from them, and then we can't employ them. A lot of the times, they'll say the reason is the background investigation. That's one thing for you guys to keep an eye out for. It's not very often that it happens, but it is something you should look out for. And then, any questions on that?
No.
Another thing with the registry profile, a big thing I've been seeing lately is in regards to the HHA certifications. So if an aide hasn't worked in 2 years and they only have an HHA certification, they need to be recertified. And that's something that you can see on their registry to see if they are not, like, if their certification expired. You'll see when they completed the certification, this person was in 2020, which was 6 years ago at this point. And then you'll look at the home care agency that they worked for. You're going to look at the last date on here. And this person was 2021, which is 5 years ago at this point. This person, HHA certification is expired, so they'll need to get recertified.
I have a question. If it doesn't have an end date, does it mean that they're still working for that agency? Does it always mean that they're still employed there?
It could mean. I do have another one that we can look at. All right, there you go. So, for instance, this aide here, she...
Yeah, so let's say this one. So she's still working for Intergen.
So it could mean she's still working for Intergen.
I guess we have to check.
Because there's blank, but we will have to send an EVR. And that's another thing I wanted to bring up is if you look at their last date, this 2019 is way too long ago, but if you see a blank one, we need to send an EVR to that specific company to make sure that they're still working for them. Because sometimes some agencies will, like, terminate an aide, but they forget to terminate them on the home care registry. And we want to make sure that our aides are compliant with everything they need to be. So the EVR we need to be sent to Intergen for this aide specifically. If you see that the aide has multiple agencies that they're working for that don't have an end date, you can send it to all the agencies and hopefully we'll get one.
Or if the end date is within the last 2 years.
Yeah, or the end date is within the last 2 years.
I have another question. Can we help them with renewing their HHA certificate? Any, like, what do they do? Any guidance? Names? Where do they go to? Their school?
Yeah, I would say the first place they should go is back to their school. Otherwise, if it's in the areas where we offer classes, we can consider it like a regular ACD needed. They can go to the ACD classes, but they'll get a PCA certificate, not an HHA. And just so you know, HHA is a higher level of a certificate. Like, there's certain cases that need extra care, and they'll only be able to hire HHAs, not PCAs. So,
but generally, they should be going back to their school.
Yeah. A lot of agencies offer HHA classes, but I don't want to necessarily send them to another agency because then they're going to just take employment there. But if it's that or not,
then they go with different agencies. So.
Right, I guess that's true. It happens either way.
Everyone can take everyone. Everyone is supporting everyone too.
Yeah. But the main point here is that getting an EVR from RECO Home Care is not going to help you in this case because the last time she worked with them was too long ago. So that's something to keep in mind. Great.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Okay, bye. Let's land on that.
Great.
Work clearance, physical vitals, and info.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring it up to you guys to let you know in regards to physicals for the aides. We need to make sure it has a few things on there so that they're compliant and to make sure we have all their information correctly. For the physical, we need to make sure that it has their vitals on there. So vitals is height, weight, blood pressure, pulse, things like that. It doesn't have to have all of them. I prefer at least 2 to 3 vitals on there. If it doesn't have any vitals, then, I mean, I can't really confirm, oh, they actually had a physical with their doctor. Because every time you have a physical, they're going to take the vitals down. As well, it needs a work clearance. So it needs some sort of statement from the doctor stating this person is clear to work. It could be very short, just clear to work is great. We need to make sure that's on there. I know a lot of the aides tend to send like their previous physical off of their like my chart, and that's not going to have a work clearance on it. So we just need to make sure we get a work clearance as well.
I wonder if they can download the document from my chart, because they all send like screenshots from my chart and asking for documents. It's just telling me this
is
it.
Very
like,
annoying. They all have access to their charts and they send just screenshots. They don't understand why we can't accept it. Some could be download as a document.
So I guess if some could, all can, but I just need to know how.
No, depends how that portal works.
Oh.
I mean, I know some with committed, but some age trust you enough. You can see if you can go on their portal and download it for them.
Like ask them for their username and password.
Sometimes they'll let you, sometimes they won't. See if they can message their doctor on my chart to fill out our form or something in that regards. But we definitely need the work clearance and it should have their name on it. And that's also something I wanted to bring up. All the documents that we have for the aides should have their name on it. Like everything, a physical should have a name. If we have lab work for the aide, it needs to have a name on it. And these documents also need to be dated. So physical, dated, MMR, drug screen, everything needs to be dated. The references definitely need to be dated. And then also with the references, we need to make sure that we have the whoever's writing the reference, we need their contact information, so phone number or an email for them. If I don't see that on there, I can't accept it. It's going to get sent back to you.
And then I'm going to add on the references that I shared with you templates for you to send to the aides to make it easier for them. They don't know how to, I don't know, if they just want to plug in the information. But we have to make sure that when we're looking at it, it doesn't look like a template. It shouldn't have the brackets that say caregiver name. Everything has to be filled out as if it's a real letter, and it obviously has to be signed off by a real person with a phone number or an email address so we can actually verify it.
Yeah, and I want to add as well, other references, they need to be one professional and one personal. I can't accept 2 personal references.
Professional is as in like a previous caregiver? Previous employment?
Yes, previous employment or a coworker that they worked with previously is fine. But I can't have 2 references that says, I've known this person for 20-something years. They're great. I can't accept 2 of those. Like, I need 1 professional one, someone that works with them in some capacity. Or EVR would be considered a professional reference, and then a personal.
Okay, I also wanted to, wait, any questions on that before I go on?
No.
Okay. Let me just open up. Okay, so you could all see my screen?
Yes.
Great. So I just want to remind you, when it comes to, first of all, checking everything off, when you check off IDs and application, that is the way the CHRC is going to be submitted. Dina, who reviews the report of, you know, the aids that need to be submitted for CHRC, only the ones that are application and IDs checked off are going to show up on that list.
So I do have some feedback.
Yeah.
Lately, they, like, automatically they don't check off, submit the CHRCs only when I tag or, like, request to be submitted, they submit the background checks. If not, they just, I don't know. Not very on top lately.
Meaning you have application and IDs checked off,
but
it's
checked off. Yeah, if I
day.
Don't tag anyone, it wouldn't be
Same
submitted.
Here. Application and IDs checked off, and it's not being submitted.
They need to request to be submitted.
Okay, I'm going to follow up on that, Dina. And then with registry checks, if you're supposed to be checking them on your own now, if you're able to, but Ishman, if you don't have access to the registry, you should just check off certificate, and then once this is checked off, we'll check on the registry for you and drop it in there. Okay, and then everything else, right, we check off as we go along. There's one more thing. When we have the ACB class needed, first of all, once you schedule them for a class, remember to fill in the scheduled date and time on those columns. And then once you receive the certificate or registry back, update it to PCA. You don't want to send it for review and it still says ACB class needed. So that's that. Okay, now I actually came across something that I think might be very helpful for everyone when it comes to the application. So when someone doesn't have easy access to their email and they're telling you, can you text it to me instead or something like that. So there actually is a way that we can text it to them, and I'll show you how we can do that. So let me just find any example.
Yeah, you can take Nelson, the one I tagged you, Rebecca, on.
Perfect. Okay. And he's one-on-one, or?
Nelson is one-on-one, yeah. It's a one-on-one.
Okay. So the thing is, you can't just initially text it to them. They're first going to need to have some sort of email just entered, but it could be yours. It could be someone else's. Fine, here. Nelson wrote in this one?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go to the, once it's already, one second, I probably went too far. Am I missing it? Sorry, one second.
Okay,
why don't we have the links here? Hold on. Okay, so it's not going to work for Nelson because it's still showing ready to send. But let's say this one, once it says sent.
But how come it's not say stating ready to sent?
Probably
did that already yesterday.
That's another issue, but we can.
That's another question. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do when I troubleshoot. That. So you could see here that the contact name is not an email address. It has to be an email address. So let me just see at gmail.com. I think this might be why. Let's try that. Okay.
Yeah.
Save. So, Bela, he's saying that he has an email address, it just it wasn't going through. That was the issue?
Correct.
Okay, so in that case, you should troubleshoot. Right. So in those cases, I can usually figure out why it's not going, and then we refresh it, resend it, and it goes through. But sometimes I'll have someone who doesn't have an email address or can't access their emails, and you want to text it to them instead, then I'll show you how we can do that. Let's hope it works. No, okay, I'm going to take a look at it after, but let me just show you, for those who specifically want it to be texted to them, once you have achieved the sent link over here, and it could be if you put in your own email address, you know, it could be whichever email address, then you basically click on the link to get into DocuSign to this person's specific application. And you would go to the three dots over here and press correct. Then right over here, by delivery, I scroll down and you have delivery, you can check off SMS. And then you would need to put in the phone number and then press next and save. And then they'll get a text message as well. I'm not going to do it here because I don't know who this aide is, but did everyone see how I did that? I went from that link and then correct and then change the delivery method to SMS.
I think I've done that before, and I'm not sure if they ended up getting it, the application.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess we should try it. Well, then.
I did it today, and it worked.
It worked?
It worked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the phone number was incorrect, so it was. Okay, let's see. If you ever need it, try it, and if it doesn't work, you can let me know. That was that I just wanted to share with everyone. Okay, Cynthia, anything else to add?
Yes, just one more thing. For your HR follow-up aides, if you get the documents back that they're missing, you don't have to tag me. Just send it back for ready to review, and I can correct it and remove from the HR follow-up.
You shouldn't reply in your note?
No. You can just, you can attach it.
We'll just
download
on your index.
Yeah, you can attach it to their smart sheet on there and then just send back ready for review.
Okay, great. Any other questions that anyone else had in mind that they wanted to bring up?
It's clear so far.
Okay, I'll take that as a no. Thank you all.
Yeah,
keep up
thank
the great
you.
Work.
Thanks to you. Yeah. Bye.
We'll be in touch. Bye.